The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man who died and was buried came from the little world where he was in torment. He raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. And now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established, to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He then said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" Gospel of the Lord. The story is very simple, understandable. The context was Jesus was saying last time, before this episode, he was telling people, men cannot serve two masters, either man or mammon, either money or the Lord. So this story to elaborate the consequence. If you don't really live charity, love, you will not have heaven. That simple. But then there's very interesting at the end, no? There was a kind of dialogue between Abraham and the rich man. He said, "Please send Lazarus to my brothers." He got five brothers. "Send him there. If a dead person come to see them, they might convert." And what Abraham say? "No way. If he doesn't believe, doesn't listen to the gospel, to the scripture, the teaching of the church, even a dead person comes to him, he might not change. Now, this point is very important. Many times, you say, we might change. It's not that easy. Many times our heart, when it's closed, it's also closed towards truth. We can't see much. For example, when you're angry, you want to fight. So you know that you cannot fight, but you, first of all, you give a punch first. Of course, we are taught not to hurt people, but you're blind. Even at the last moment of our life, we could be blind if we are not used to open to the Lord. Don't think the last moment that you ask a priest to come and then give your anointment and then you go to heaven. Not necessarily. If you don't have a contrite heart, no way. Jesus was very practical. He told this story to tell us, tell you and tell me, don't take for granted, I will be better tomorrow if you are not decisive this moment. If you say yes yourself to the Lord right now, don't tell yourself tomorrow, or don't tell yourself some miracles might happen that I will do something better. Jesus says, through the words of Abraham, of course this is storytelling, not Jesus telling a story, but you can imagine, this is what Jesus would teach us. Through the word of Abraham, no way, if a dead person come to you. You know, many people say, if you have faith, even you don't see miracle, you have faith. That exactly happened in Lut. Many people went to Lut and saw many miracles. If they have faith, you don't have to see all these miracles. You trust, you believe. If you don't believe from the heart, even you saw miracles and miracles, you have all the excuses, well, this is natural, well, this is not exactly, you won't believe. So first of all, Jesus is asking us to be humble, to say yes. Jesus wants us to say our yes, first of all. He will give us the sufficient grace to do better. If you don't have your yes, He can't help. Peter broke so many times. He said, if we follow Jesus, and then he denied Jesus 3 times. It happened to all of us. Because Peter self-trust too much. He told himself, I won't betray Jesus. And this is right this moment, right this tonight, before the cock crow, you will deny me 3 times. You see, this is how humanity. Jesus is not telling this story to tell you be afraid. No. But you have to be a better person right now. You have to say yes. Jesus always wants to listen to you. I want to be better. I want to change right now. Don't tell yourself tomorrow. Jesus is giving all the sufficient grace. He is expecting, through this simple story, Jesus wants that before we go to that time, I mean, in the last judgment, it's too late. Too late. You see, the story is very simple. So today, what Jesus wants is our yes, personal yes. We're not perfect. If you say yes to want to, there is always a grace there. Because you want to try hard. Jesus will give you a helping hand. If you stop this, not listening, can't help. You might say, oh, God is omnipotent, he's powerful, he can, but he cannot change you. He gives you all the freedom. Only you can tell him. So with this simple message, I hope each one of us tonight will promise a personal yes. Personal. I want to be his disciple. I know that Jesus is telling us we cannot serve two masters. We saw too many things of ourselves. We don't look at God at all. We don't keep him in our heart. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Don't tell yourself someday maybe you can change, but today you can just learn something, enjoy your life some more time. Jesus is always telling, don't take for granted tomorrow. Or many people may not have that tomorrow. Once he was saying a story also, no? It's a man that year, it's all the crops beautiful. So he said, okay, I build a big barn so that I can enjoy the coming year. But Jesus made the comment, stupid. Tonight, I will call you back. Don't presume next year you have a beautiful place. Jesus is very practical. Jesus invited us to be practical for him alone.